Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Rowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Jeremy Chin. Jeremy is the starting safety for the Southern Illinois football team and led the team in interceptions last season, as well as pass breakups. Jeremy, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
To start, Jeremy, taking it back to your high school days, what was the recruiting process like for you, and how did you end up at Southern Illinois?
Let's see. Back in high school, recruiting was pretty slow. I actually didn't get my first Division I scholarship until halfway through my senior season. So it was from SIU, and then the coaching staff got fired back in 2015. So, you know, I had to look elsewhere. That's actually where I wanted to go. So, yeah, I had to look elsewhere. I took a visit at the university in North Dakota. I liked it there. So I'd say probably a couple of days later, I committed to university in North Dakota. And then actually Coach Hill, he got the head coach job. He was offensive coordinator. He DM'd me on Twitter and said they're still going to recruit me. So I ended up taking the official up to SIU, and I loved it. So I committed there. And then the next day I decommitted from North Dakota. Towards the end, it was crazy, but in the beginning, it was really slow.
What is it like playing under Coach Nick Hill, and can you describe your relationship with him?
Yeah, I mean, I love playing for Coach Hill every single day. You know, we have a really close relationship. He's somebody I can go in his office or, you know, text or call anytime, and, you know, I can talk to him about anything. So playing for a guy like that, you know, it goes a long way. It brings a lot, you know, out of us as players, and, you know, he's someone that we love to play for.
When you initially got there, I know as a freshman, you definitely had a role on the team. What were your expectations early on in your career as a player?
You know, really, I just expected to come and, you know, make an impact, you know, help the team in any type of way. So I came in as a corner. I played corner in high school. So, I mean, I expected to play corner here in college, but, you know, wherever they moved me to safety, probably like early summer of my freshman year. So, you know, I was willing to play anything. I just wanted to get on the field and play. So I expected to play, and I worked to make that, you know, the reality.
What are your individual as well as team goals for the upcoming season? And is the Senior Bowl on your radar?
I mean, the Senior Bowl is, you know, that's obviously, you know, the greatest all-star game, you know, in college football. So, obviously, that's on my radar, but at the same time, you know, I have business to take care of with my teammates that I have still today. So, you know, obviously those goals are to win some football games, you know, win our conference championship. And individual goals, you know, I don't miss zero tackles. You know, it just makes full opportunity of every chance I get.
Jeremy, you mentioned how a goal of yours as a team to win the conference. In your opinion, what does Southern Illinois have to do as a football team in order to achieve that goal?
We just have to stay locked in throughout the game. There was a lot of games. I think we led 8 or 9 games last season, and we won 2. So we're a really good football team. We just have to, you know, just stick through the entire game, you know, play 4 quarters, and we do that this year, then I think we'll be pretty special.
What is your mentality going into the last year of your collegiate career?
You know, wrap it up. Just win. That's the last thing. Just win. You know, I haven't really thought about anything else pretty much. Just win. The individual things, they've come. But as a team, like, I feel like I haven't paid my dues here to SIU until, you know, we turn this around and make this a winning program.
And what is it about the defense as a whole, the scheme, whether it may be that has kind of been helping you on your journey? Like, what is it about this defense that's allowed you to have this level of success through your first 3 years playing for SIU?
Really, it's just understanding the game and understanding football. Like when I came in as a freshman, you know, in high school, you know, you think you know football, and then you come to college, it's like, wow, I didn't know anything. So really just soaking up that knowledge and, you know, just learning the game, getting to understand the game more and more. And I've done that these past 3 years. And even with our new defensive coaching staff, like, it's kind of like I feel like a freshman again. Like, wow, I thought I knew a whole lot. Now I'm still learning so much more. So it's exciting just to learn, continue to learn our defense and just get better and better. So, I mean, yeah, that's the biggest thing, understanding our defense, understanding football, and I feel like that's been able to set me apart.
How was the transition between high school and the college game?
I would say probably speed. Speed and size, you know, going from playing against 16 and 17-year-olds who, you know, may end up never playing football again to playing against, you know, 20, 21, 22-year-olds as an 18-year-old who, you know, might be a draft pick the next year. So definitely the speed and size.
And talking about the defense, Jeremy, I know for a few games last year you played at cornerback. Do you see yourself playing sometime there this year or mainly focusing on safety?
Right now it's a main focus on safety, but if that time comes or whatever it is, whether it's nickel, you know, even backer, corner, wherever it is on the defense, you know, I'm prepared for it and I'm willing to play anywhere.
Outside of football, what has been your favorite part of college?
Probably just, you know, getting to know my teammates, being around my teammates, you know, understanding where they're from, the things they like to do, and just being around them. You know, I've made some lifelong friendships with these guys that I've been here with. So probably just spending time with my teammates.
And Jeremy, speaking of college, the non-football aspect of it, what went into your decision to major in exercise science?
Just being around athletes. I love being around athletes. I want to be around athletes for the rest of my life. You know, post football, I want to work with younger athletes because I feel like when I was younger, some of the coaches that I had, you know, the things they said to me and the, you know, the way they coached me, that's something that has impacted me and I still think about to this day. So I just want to leave that type of impact that the coaches had left on me when I was younger.
Jeremy, you just said that you have a really big interest in exercise science. Is this something that you would like to do after your football career?
Yes, I would like to train younger athletes, younger football players specifically. But yeah, I would like to, you know, eventually maybe one day open up a training facility, but definitely like to train younger athletes.
Growing up, I know that now you're at the point where the NFL is in sight. When you potentially make it there, have you thought about signing an NFL contract and what you do first with a signing bonus?
I haven't even thought about it, to be honest with you. I'll probably put it away. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Because this is senior year and time is coming down, have you started meeting with any agents and is there anyone helping you with the process?
Yeah, I have started that process. Really, my mom is doing, you know, helping me the most with that. Yeah, really my mom.
And with that in mind, Jeremy, you're going to be going into your senior season. What would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game?
He goes hard. You know, he's wherever the ball is at, he's going to get there. You know, the way I see it, the position that I'm at, safety, I feel like I can make a play on every play, and that's what I try to do, whether it's running somebody down or, you know, punching the ball out last minute. So whatever it is, I'm going to get to the ball. If I see the ball, I'm going to take the ball.
If you could be trained by one current player in the NFL or retired, who would that be and why?
I say former player probably Ed Reed, just because his knowledge for the game and, you know, the way he looked at the game, it was so different from everybody else. The way you prepare for the game, you know, I would have to go with Ed Reed. Let's see, if I went with a current player, probably Derwin James. I love the way he plays the game, too, the way he gets after the game. He's just a football mind. If you hear him talk, he's just a complete football mind, and I love that about Derwin. I'm the same way.
Both are definitely good choices. And for our last question, Jeremy, for any rising high school football player who feels that they're being under-recruited or haven't got the offers they've wanted, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Enjoy your senior season. Enjoy high school football. You know, I spent a lot of time worrying about offers and things back when I was in high school, but If I could go back, you know, I would enjoy, you know, those high school days a little bit more, you know, not try to look so far ahead. So just enjoy, you know, playing Friday Night Lights. Like, you only get that one time in your life. So just enjoy it. Make the most of it.
That was Jeremy Chin from the Southern Illinois football team. We appreciate you being on, and good luck this season. We hope to see you on Sundays.
Thanks.
Thank you.